Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off. We start our morning with a developing story. BYU appears to be looking for a new men's head basketball coach after national reports say that Mark Pope is leaving the school to coach at one of the nation's most iconic basketball schools. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Tim, according to reports, Mark Pope is expected to leave BYU for the Kentucky Wildcats. According to CBS Sports, the school has offered Pope a five-year deal worth $5.5 million before incentives, which would make him one of the highest-paid coaches in all of college basketball. Pope won a national championship as a player with the Wildcats in 1996 and spoke about his alma mater with the program The Field of 68 after dark.
You know what I'm saying? I love Kentucky. Like, in my soul, I love Coach P., and I love Kentucky.
Pope led BYU to 110 wins and two NCAA tournament appearances in his five seasons with BYU. And KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit continues our live team coverage with a look at who could be the next coach of the Cougars. Michael?
Yeah, Adam, this would be BYU's first head coach search since joining the Big 12. And as far as names go, KSL Sports threw together a list. Top of it is Cal head coach Mark Mad Dog Madsen, who led UVU to an NIT semifinal appearance two seasons ago. Next is Utah assistant coach Chris Burgess, who worked as an assistant coach under Pope and played a really big role in BYU's international recruiting before he became an assistant at Utah. And then there's UNLV assistant coach Barrett Peary, who comes with experience in the Big 12 thanks to his time with Texas Tech. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Now to hockey. The possibility of the Arizona Coyotes NHL hockey team moving to Utah next season is looking more realistic every day. But now we're hearing from the Coyotes head coach on what he calls a distraction. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Tim, all signs are pointing to a new National Hockey League team coming to Utah. Rumors are swirling that the Coyotes are going to make the move to Salt Lake City, and coach Andre Tourney says he's not thrilled.
Right now, when we talk to staff, and their family are extremely impacted, and that is where I think it could create a really difficult situation for us.
ESPN reports the National Hockey League is preparing a backup plan in case the Coyotes' plan for a new stadium falls through. And that's looking increasingly likely. After one stadium idea nosedived less than a year ago because of a toxic landfall in Tempe, and now Scottsdale Mayor is throwing cold water on it. Ryan Smith is asking for name ideas on Twitter. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz snapped a 13-game losing streak last night, meaning they finished the season with a winning record at home. The shorthanded Jazz beat the Houston Rockets by 3 points. The Jazz now finish out the season on the road against the Clippers and Warriors, and then the offseason begins, which could bring some major changes to the roster. The International Olympic Committee will wrap up their venue tour here in Utah this weekend. Commission Chairman Carl Strauss visited the Olympic Park in Park City and Soldier Hollow yesterday, and he says the committee was amazed the 2002 venues are still used to this day.
We could feel also the spirit from the people here. They bring it to the different venues and they talk about 2002 and what they are doing in the 22 years. And it is incredible.
Today, the committee visits the Snow Basin Resort and the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns. High winds could be an issue for the golfers at the second round of the Masters today in Augusta. Utah local Tony Finau finished the first round 1 under par. KSL's top national stories this hour. Federal authorities say Dodgers baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter stole over $16 million and used it to make bets. ABC's Victor Akendo has the latest from L.A.
Court records stating Mizuhara placed approximately 19,000 wagers from December 2021 to January of this year, ranging from $10 to $160,000 per bet. The interpreter netting a loss of $40 million, but stating they do not reflect any bets on baseball games.
The interpreter expected to surrender to federal authorities today. Time for First Look Traffic and our first chance to say good morning to, is Andy in there this morning?
Of course.
Of course you are, but it's Movie Show Friday. We'll talk movies later. What about the roads?
The roads are in good shape, at least the freeways are so far this morning on a Friday. Light traffic into and out of Salt Lake City. Got lane restrictions on Redwood over I-80 again this morning like we had yesterday. It's both directions at this point this morning, both north and south. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Put the phone away or pay. That's law enforcement's message to drivers as they tackle distracted driving with extra patrols this weekend. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
The Utah Highway Patrol and about 40 other Utah law enforcement agencies have ramped up patrols through Sunday to catch distracted drivers. Major Steve Salas with the Utah Highway Patrol says it's become a huge problem across the country and across Utah.
So in 2024, we've had over 900 crashes in the first quarter that were contributed to distracted driving. In the last 5 years, we've had over 80 fatalities.
Salas says they see people on their phones a lot, texting, controlling their music, or looking up directions. The fine for first-time offenders is $100, and that's if no one gets hurt. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The situation in Garfield County is looking better this morning after the Department of Public Safety was able to cut trenches through the ice at the Panguitch Lake Dam, which has a large crack in it. The water levels are also going down behind the dam, easing pressure. People downstream are still told to be alert, however, just in case the dam does fail. Sunday's a big night for two American Idol contestants from Utah.
Ellie Frank, I'm from American Fork, and KB Richens from Hennifer have just made it into the top 20. Ellie wowed the judges with a beautiful rendition of I Can't Make You Love Me.
I can't make you love me.
And brought tears when she shared the news that her father, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Frankham, would be deploying about the time she would be headed for Hollywood. She joins another Utahn, KB Richens, whose version of Simple Man surprised just about everybody but her father, Justin.
She just naturally gifted. I knew her voice was as unique as it could possibly be when she was just little, nice. Like, I knew she'd be here one day.
Ellie and KB hit the stage Sunday night on ABC when they whittled down to 14, hoping they'll survive the cut. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.